I'm Reed Blossom. I'm the Executive Vice President of the Illinois Beef Association.
Reed, I want to talk about the economics of what the cattle market is doing related to what the corn market is doing. We're seeing corn a lot lower, or somewhat lower, than it was a year ago. How does this affect the cattle market in Illinois, and how does it affect the cattleman's economy?
Right now, the cattle market and the beef market is as good as it's ever been here and around the country. Tom, I'm not certain how much of that is tied directly to a raise or lower in the local price of corn. I think what's driving these record beef prices and cattle prices is just the fact that demand is outstripping our supply right now, and our producers who have in their possession high-quality cattle, like we're known for here in Illinois, are in the driver's seat to command that market. So these are good times for the beef industry in Illinois.
Characterize the relationship that cattle producers in Illinois have with corn growers in Illinois.
Right. And that's a good question, because here in Illinois, a lot of the times when we talk about those two groups, we're talking about one and the same. In fact, there's a really good complementary relationship between the corn industry and the cattle industry in our state. We're seeing right now historic growth in the beef cattle herd in Illinois, and expansion, particularly in our feeding sector. And a lot of that is because feeding cattle in Illinois complements the production of ethanol and corn fuels by making use of those byproducts coming out of some of these ethanol plants, namely those distillers' grains that can go into cattle rations.
This conversation was originated because of Western Illinois analysis of the corn market and how that's changed and how it's affected the Illinois economy. Tell me your reaction to that. I mean, mostly that analysis was how the corn price affects the overall economy, the economy of the state. So how do cattle feeders fit into this?
Well, I'm not certain that we're directly tied to the numbers right now. Like I say, I mean, the reason our cattle market is really strong right now really doesn't have that much directly to do with corn prices one way or the other. We're just the benefactor of the supply and demand relationship right now. And so our producers who have cattle on feed or who have feeder calves going into the market are seeing calves at auction bring record prices. And I don't feel like the commercial price of corn has a lot to do with that.
Anything that you'd like to add to this?
Well, I just feel like in our state, we're really fortunate that there's room for both groups to be successful and profitable at the same time. You know, we have a really a good relationship between our two organizations, and a lot of that, again, goes back to the fact that our producers are oftentimes the same people. And because we complement each other so well within our industry, there's always room in Illinois for corn producers and cattlemen to both get ahead at the same time.